Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's all in the best of the Adam Gold Show podcast.
It is.
As will our conversation, our first ever, with the new guy, Scott Morrow, a three-year UMass Minuteman defenseman who signed his first pro contract yesterday and joined the team today on the ice at practice. Scott Morrow joins us on the Adam Gold Show. First of all, welcome to town. How was your first practice as a pro? Was the ice the same? Was it cold? Was it hard? What was it?
Yeah. First of all, thank you. It was definitely a little bit different than what I'm used to. But it was a lot of fun. Definitely a lot higher skill level out there. Got to be aware when you're defending and stuff, but it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad to have gotten the first one out of the way.
What was the biggest difference for you? Obviously, the skill level, we're talking about the best players on earth here at this level, but what was the biggest difference for you in terms of the practice?
I think, like, it was a lot of similar things, like drills and stuff as to what I was used to, like, compared to a college practice. It's just when you're playing like 3-on-3 type of situations or 3-on-2s or 2-on-2s, you really have to take away space because guys can make you pay out here because they have a lot of skill, and you got to have a good stick and be all over guys. Otherwise, if you give them a little inch of space, it's gonna end up in a shot or a good chance again. So,
yeah, I don't know how many of these guys you've watched over the last couple of years. I mean, you were drafted a few years ago in 21. You were drafted, so you've had a chance to watch some of these guys play. Some of them even up close. What have you noticed? What have you tried to take away from some of the guys you're now dressing near?
Yeah, just the patience with the puck that a lot of guys have is really special, and just ability to make plays quick, especially when you get like a puck on the wall that's a little bit sticky, and it's hard to make a play off of it. And sometimes, like at lower levels, guys really take their time with those pucks, but here guys make those plays really quickly, and the game moves really quickly, and you got to be ready to go without the puck because you could get a pass at any moment. So
what do you think you do better now? You've spent 3 years at UMass. What do you think you do better now than you did after your freshman year?
I think my defending is the thing that improved the most during my time at school, and just being able to gap up on guys and be tighter to them without the puck. And I think, like, physically I made a lot of progress, like, as far as, like, in the weight room and mm-hmm. With my athleticism, like, just being able to, you know, jump higher, push more weight, and that type of stuff translates to the ice, and I feel like I'm a stronger and better skater. So,
Scott Morrow is joining us, newest Carolina Hurricane. If people are watching on YouTube, it actually says under Scott Morrow, newest Carolina Hurricane. And if you want to follow him on Twitter, at Scott23Morrow. So I assume that is that's your Twitter. It says Scott23Morrow, but why is your number 56?
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, sure. Have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Well, 23 is taken, and yes. This is the number I had at development camp that I was just assigned, so they just kept me with it.
All right, so have you determined whether or not in the future that would be it, or do you have designs on another number? Is it 23? I mean, you know, you can negotiate these things, Scott.
Yeah, well, Nate has it right now, but I don't think I'll... I don't know. I might not make a number change unless 23 ever becomes available. I don't know. I might just have to stick with 56 if I get off to a good start here. So
I would point out that Brett Pesce started out as number 54. So, and he doesn't wear 54. It's routine. Happens all the time. Did you have a difficult decision to make after, especially, it's only been about a week, right? Maybe less than a week since the double overtime loss to Denver. Was it a difficult decision for you, or were you at this point, I'm ready to go, and even though the loss might have been devastating at the time, but ultimately the decision was easy for you?
Yeah, I think kind of the decision was, you know, I knew already based on the conversations that I had with the organization prior to when my collegiate team made the playoffs, like it was probably going to work out that I'd come. And I do think I was, you know, I'm at the point where I feel physically ready, and I feel like, you know, the things I took away from college, like I didn't have too much more to gain if I went back for my senior year instead of playing a year next year pro. So it was something that, you know, I wanted to, we had those conversations early so that I knew like, hey, as soon as our season's over, like I'm onto being a professional. And, I wanted to have that kind of thing out of my, those, that decision done with either way before my team made playoffs. So, for the last little bit of my collegiate career there, I could just focus on the playoffs.
Scott Morrow is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I am curious, is Amherst, like, are there streets named after Cale Makar? Are there statues everywhere? Did you hear enough Cale Makar stories? Are you fed up with it?
Well, I played with his brother on my team, so I think he got a little fed up with it quicker than the rest of us. So I didn't hear too much of it due to his sake, but... yeah, you definitely see his picture around the rink, that's for sure.
Now, what this is what I'm curious about, because when you went to UMass, we all knew where he came from, and people were starting to talk about you as a skater, and there were some comparisons. Did you hear that? What are your thoughts about following there when somebody like Cale Makar came out of there?
Well, I don't think those comparisons are entirely fair. I'm trying to, you know, just make my way into the league right now, and he's a superstar, already one of the best defensemen to ever play.
Yeah.
So it'd be pretty cool if I could get, to a level eventually as close to where he is now. So I don't want to get in the game of comparing myself to him, but certainly seeing a guy, who I try to emulate in a lot of ways with just the style that I play, have that level of success at UMass. Definitely was one of the reasons that I had confidence going there. And I felt like I could play my kind of game there, because I do try to do a lot of similar things to Cale on the ice.
Scott Morrow is joining us here. I know a lot of Hurricanes fans just went, oh, yes, that's what we want. Somebody who does things like Cale Makar. Scott Morrow with us here. A couple of more quick things before we let you go. And the first is, have you tried to convince any of the veterans that they need a day off or two before the season is over so you can jump on the ice and play?
No, that's not my call, I have to say. I just got to meeting everybody this morning, so I don't think we're there yet. But
I mean, you look, I'm always looking out for my guy, Brett. So, Brett, you know, he's been around. He knows, he might just need a day off. So I'm trying to help out all parties here. If you had to describe what your best trait is as a player, what would it be?
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I think probably the strongest area of my game is just being a good passer, and I take pride in trying to put every puck on the guy's tape that I'm passing to. Obviously, like coming to an entirely new team with the game at a different speed, it might take a week or two to really get back to the point where every single puck is like on the guy's tape right where they want it, just because I'm getting to know my new teammates and getting used to the speed of the game. But I think that's one of the biggest things I took pride in my game in the past, is just being able to, you know, if I get a puck that doesn't put me in a great position, I can take that puck and give it to someone, one of my teammates, and put them in a good position. So that's what I hope to bring to this team.
All right, final thing for Scott Morrow. And I know there's not it's not super crowded yet, but who is next to you in the locker room, or do they put you like in a closet or somewhere?
Right next to Chatty and Tony D'Angelo on one side, and then Spencer Martin and Seth Jarvis on the other. So,
oh my,
I got a nice spot in the corner, good view of the room. So I'm happy about it.
That's you're in a good spot. Those are some of my favorite guys, by the way.
Yeah,
be careful with Seth. You just never know with number 24, Scott Morrow, who for right now is wearing 56. I appreciate your time. Congratulations. Welcome to the big leagues, and we'll see you soon.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.